This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Maria D. Tejeda Fernandez, M-A-R-I-A, middle initial D, last name T-E-J-A-D-A-F-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Date of birth 08/07/1966. Date of appointment 3/20/2025. Requesting physician Diana Hennessy, FNP, DIANNA, HENNE, SSY. Dear Diana Hennessy, I have the pleasure of seeing Tejeda Maria Fernandez today in my office. Please rewrite again. I have the pleasure of seeing Maria Tejeda Fernandez today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 57 year old, right-handed Hispanic woman. Last week, she woke up with a dizziness. It went away quickly. Then it came back. She went to the emergency room of the St. Mary's Hospital, where initial CT of the head done. Which shows a single sub-centimeter focus of intermediate density in the right lateral ventricle, most likely choroid plexus, but asymmetric and without prior small focus of blood product cannot be excluded with no evidence of intracranial hemorrhage. The repeated MRI after 6 hours did not show any increase in the size. CT angiogram done of the head and neck also normal. She was prescribed meclizine, which is helping. She feels like going to fall. No balance, no spinning sensation. Meclizine is helping. She is feeling better, no fall. Standing and laying can give dizziness. If she moves the head quickly, she does not feel any dizziness. Past medical history, none. Past surgical history, C-section, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, meclizine. Social history, does not smoke cigarettes, socially drink alcohol. She is divorced. Live with the daughter and son, have 2 children. Family history, mother disease with COVID, father disease, tumor of the brain, one sister, overweight, 7 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having dizziness. Physical examination, blood pressure 140/90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no fascia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibrative sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 57-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, labyrinthitis. Number 2, dizziness. Next paragraph. Probably she's having labyrinthitis, which is usually a viral infection which will go away itself. Fluctuating blood pressure can also contribute to the dizziness. She need to check the blood pressure daily. Her CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck are normal. If problem will continue, then she need MRI of the brain. Continue the meclizine. Dizziness will go away itself. I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.